Mike Radio.
Hey, it's Mike Robb. In the Hemingway family, along with great talent and success, came suicide, depression, and the burden of mental illness. Mariel Hemingway tackles us all in a new documentary she shares with us. Plus, Carolina Guerrera drops in to be exotic in the new season of Da Vinci's Demons. Let's get to the point.
This is The Point, The Point Radio. Get The Point Radio.
Success has never really eluded the Hemingway name, but along with that came the burden of depression, mental illness, and in some cases, suicide. From grandfather Ernest to granddaughters Margot and Mariel. Now, Mariel has decided to take it all head on in a new documentary.
Well, you know, it's called Running from Crazy because that was sort of, I jokingly said that to a friend, you should call it Running from Crazy because that's what I felt like I was doing my whole life, which is a joke, but it wasn't a joke. I did actually feel like, when am I going to wake up and be crazy or, you know, have heart disease or cancer like my mother and all these different things. So it's about my journey of understanding my heritage, understanding that I come from this incredibly great family who's so creative, my grandfather being one of the greatest writers of the 20th century, my sister who is wonderfully talented and a beautiful girl, and my other sister who's also in the documentary who suffers from mental illness, and understanding how she got there and why she was there. So it's, in many ways, it's a story about three sisters. It's about, you know, I made different choices than my other two sisters who ended up with mental illness, and I think largely to do with addiction, which is also a conversation that needs to be had in regard to mental illness. And it's really just about, like, I did this so that me telling my story would enable other people to tell their story and have a safe place to do it and know that by telling your story, it doesn't make you bad or ugly. It just makes you human. And by telling our story, then the healing can begin.
Mariel put the documentary together with help from Academy Award-winning director Barbara Kopple. And I asked her if it was tough gathering up all those ghosts from her past to tell the story.
Well, you know, I kept thinking before it started, I thought, I'm good. You know, I can do an interview. I'm good. But it was much more challenging having cameras in your face. And, you know, it wasn't a reality show, but it was documentary. She's there. She's there at times when you don't want her there. She's asking very heavy questions about something. And I made, you know, when I decided to do the film, I made a pact to tell the truth. And you can't, you know, tell part of the truth. You have to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God. And that's how I felt about it. It was like I had said to myself, I will absolutely say what I know and to the best of my ability, the truth as I know it. And there were times when I felt challenged by that. I mean, now, of course, it's like, whatever. I just tell the truth. You know, I just tell the story. It's no big deal. But that's the point. By telling our story, the power, the scariness, the stigma, the ugliness of it is dissipated because by telling it, we just tell it and we can move on. We can get healing. We can be heard. We can make healthier lifestyle choices. And that's one of my other passions is to have people understand that it's not just, you know, what's happening above the neck. It's also, what are you doing with your body? Are you exercising? Are you eating well? Do you take time to be silent? Do you drink water? Do you even breathe? So these are other parts of the conversation that I think are very, very important to mental wellness and the dialogue about mental illness.
So how did friends and family react?
There's not a lot of people left in my immediate family. You know, I have my two daughters, and it was tremendously healthy and helpful to them. And, you know, the rest of my family, you know, my mother and my father are no longer alive. My sister, Margo, committed suicide. My eldest sister, Muffet, suffers from mental illness and is a wonderful human being, but, you know, she's not affected. It hasn't been affected negatively. She's actually in the film, and she's quite extraordinary and such a sweet soul. And that's an important thing, too, because we see her, and it takes away the, like, oh, that's awful. It's like, oh, look at her. She's such a lovely, beautiful person. And we can see, we can shine a light that it's not ugly and it's not scary. So, you know, no. In answer to your question, I think it's been just nothing but a benefit.
One big change in Mario's life was to adopt a healthy lifestyle. I asked her when that started.
Well, I started really super young. My mother had cancer. I talk a little bit about this in the documentary. My mother had cancer when I was a child, and I was her primary caregiver starting at about 11 years old. And because of that and because of watching my sisters be a little bit wacky and seeing my dad who had heart disease and all the addiction that was around my family and in my family, I thought, wait a second, there's got to be better choices to be made. Now, it didn't mean that I always made the best choices because I've eaten every way. I've done so many different things when it comes to health and wellness and eating and food and exercise. But it led me to the path that I'm on now, which is about balance. It's about eating well. It's about enjoying your life. It's about exercise. It's about yoga. It's about breathing. It's about sharing your experiences. It's about being open. It's about community and connecting with community so we can get healthier. And that's my passion in life, is to share that we all have the ability to take, number one, to take responsibility for our journey, and then number two, to get healing for things that ail us so that we can live beautiful, happy, healthy, thriving lives.
So as people around the world see the documentary, what does she hope they'll take away from this?
What I know about this story is that it's not extraordinary. Yes, it's my family. Yes, it's a famous family. But if you made me Mariel Jones and I still had the same story, then I'd be like so many people across America, if not the world, that we have these stories in our families. We've been touched by either suicide or depression or stress or manic depression or schizophrenia or whatever it is, whether it's in our family or we know somebody with it, or we've even just suffered from too much stress and it's caused a dark time in our lives. It's about understanding that we're not alone and that we need to talk about it in order for the healing to begin. So anybody who would watch this who hadn't seen it before, I think they would just feel, oh, I'm not alone. Oh, I can talk about this. And look at her. She's living a good life. There's, you know, in other words, if you speak about it, bad things don't happen. Good things happen.
Running from Crazy for Mariel Hemingway and director Barbara Koppel and executive produced by Oprah Winfrey shows this month on Oprah's own network. Check local listings for times. Let's jump into the latest in pop culture. The Fantastic Four reboot goes before cameras within the next 2 weeks, and not a whole lot is known about it, except for the fact that it will be an origin story and go back to the beginnings of those characters, and a reboot much like what was done with Amazing Spider-Man a couple of years ago. The script by Josh Trank is said to be gritty and more realistic and very similar to his work on Chronicle a couple of years ago as well. If you have an Apple TV, you'll see some new apps appearing on there this week, including ones from A&E, History, and the Lifetime Networks. They'll be free and ad-supported. They'll have full episodes of shows like Bates Motel, Storage Wars, and Project Runway as well, and a lot of extra content, too. The Today Show is moving to radio. NBC and SiriusXM have struck a deal to air The Today Show on the radio service beginning at the end of June. It'll offer a channel with a live feed of Today from both coasts, much like they do for CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, and CNBC. Disney's Frozen has now surpassed Ice Age 4 to become the worldwide leader as the highest-grossing animated film of all time in the international markets, bringing in well over $700 million and pretty much headed toward $1 billion in the very near future. As we said, Ice Age had held the record, grossing some $715 million a couple of years back. By the way, Disney also has the two biggest movies internationally, with Frozen at number one, followed quickly by Captain America: The Winter Soldier at number two. Scriptwriter and showrunner Rodney S. O'Banion let some news out at WonderCon that, well, pretty much brought the house down. He confirmed the possibility, strong possibility, of a Farscape movie. A couple of months ago, there were reports of a script that had been floating around out there, and now O'Banion says, and we're quoting here, we're still in the early, early stages. He also gave full credit to Brian Henson from the Henson Studios for working diligently to help get this project off the ground.
The Point, The Point, here's what's cool.
like it's a boatload of spinoffs and restarts this week when you head into comic stores. Starting at DC, Flash number 30 starts a brand new creative team and a new direction for that character. And then a new Justice League title premieres. Justice League United number 0 begins with a Forever Evil tie-in. And a familiar name, Secret Origins, is back with a new series, this time looking at the beginnings of the new 52 heroes. So there may be some things you want to fill in here as well. 24 returns to TV and to comics with a new series from IDW this week. There's also a new Danger Girl series that begins, Danger Girl Mayday. From Image, Deadly Class number 2 gets a second printing, and Sovereign number 1 gets a second printing as well. Sovereign number 2 is also out this week. Walking Dead number 117 gets a third printing, and there's a new issue of Walking Dead number 126. From Marvel, all new X-Men number 23 gets a second printing, just like Captain Marvel number 1. Fantastic Four number 2, and also Ms. Marvel number 2 as well. There's the third issue of Fantastic Four out this week, and a second issue of the new run of Daredevil, and a new Elektra series begins with number 1. Guardians of the Galaxy number 12 has a second printing this week from Marvel, and also Superior Spider-Man number 30. But more important, Original Sin begins with Original Sin Zero this week from Marvel as well. Also, Bunker number 2 has a second printing, third issue of that out, and Dayman number 3 also has a second printing this week. Lots more waiting for you inside comic stores all around. Don't forget, we are just days away from Free Comic Book Day, so make your plans for that right now. Get information to find out the stores near you with the Comic Book Locator Service, 1-888-COMIC-BOOK, or, of course, with a link on the front of comicmix.com or a website called findacomicshop.com. Actress Carolina Guerrera has been dropped into the second season of the Starz original series, Da Vinci's Demons. And I asked her what it was like coming onto an already established show.
Well, it was a little bit scary at the beginning, not only because I was going into a project that was already going for a year, but because everything was so new to me, like I was not only the new person, but everything was so new to me, you know, working in another country, working in another language, having to learn a third language for the role. It was a lot of things to think about, but it was amazing. Everyone was so generous. Everyone helped me so much. They are amazing as, you know, as partners, as acting partners on set. Everything, they're all so open to new ideas. Having the partner to work, not with just one director, but with a lot. It was a lot of learning, I'd say. That was the thing I loved the most about Da Vinci's Demons. And, you know, being able to work with David Goyer's material for the first time, you know, like being out of my country, you know, the first work out of my country and being that kind of work. I'm just so grateful and so blessed. It was a great experience.
As far as her character goes?
Well, my character's name is Ima Kama, and she's a high priestess of the Children of the Sun. That's how they used to call the villagers in the time of the Inca Empire. It was very interesting to play this role because it has a lot of elements that are new to me and, of course, new to they really add up to the series, to the whole storyline. We've seen, you know, a lot of knowledge and everything very European, and now they come to this new world, and she is like the person who represents all this mystics of the new world, of the religious beliefs, and also, you know, you've seen powerful men in Da Vinci's Demons. Now all this power comes to a woman, which is very interesting. So it was a lot of responsibility, a lot of new things. She speaks in Quechua, which is the language they used to speak in Peru in those years. So she is going to be, you know, that little bridge, that connection between this new civilization and the visitors, who are, of course, led by Leonardo da Vinci. So they are going to have to team up. They're going to look for the Book of Leaves. So that's a little bit about Ima Kama.
Having a character who's been repeatedly described as exotic, I was curious what the costumes were like.
No, it was amazing. I think it was very interesting to play this new, and they were all very surprised. It was a challenge for everybody. There in Swansea, where it's the place where we shoot, it was a challenge for everyone. You know, costumes, makeup, and me. I felt it was you know, they made it a lot easier for me. They're all so passionate, so talented, and it was amazing. It wasn't strange at all. It was very cool to get to play an exotic and a different role. You know, the sets were amazing. The art was amazing. So they made it a lot easier.
Acting is a tough profession for anybody, but especially learning to do it with a second language. And I asked Carolina what that was like.
Oh, my God. God only knows how talented that was. I'm from Colombia, so Spanish is my first language. So, and I couldn't, you know, everything is in English, of course, but I couldn't speak English the way I do because it made no sense, you know, for a person from the 15th century to speak, like, American English. So I had to fake a little bit. I had to speak slower, and then I had to learn a third language, which is Quechua. But, I mean, I was with the best people there. I had the every single day for 2 weeks before I started shooting Da Vinci's Demons. I had classes. I had Quechua classes with our Quechua expert. Her name is Emma Felber, and she stood for me every single day on set. So I was very lucky. I had the best team.
In Latin America, the telenovela is an extremely successful form of television. And in her native Colombia, Carolina was a star of several of these. I ask her why she thinks that American soap operas have never caught on this way.
The secret remains on the writers, and you have, like, the most amazing writers here in America. I don't know what the trick is, but we did have amazing writers in Colombia. We have, I don't know if you remember, I mean, of course, Ugly Betty. It is a Colombian product originally. They just have fresh ideas, and although I think, you know, having the series right now are becoming, you know, the main thing. So I think it's gonna have quite a spin in, you know, in the TV industry. But we do have amazing things in Colombia.
Carolina Guerrero in new episodes of Da Vinci's Demons every week on Starz. And you can, of course, catch up right now at starz.com. That's a wrap for right now. We're back, though, in a couple of days with a lot more. And in the meantime, pop culture continues for you at Get the Point Radio. Listen to GetThePointRadio.com. Take us along on any mobile device, Apple or Android, with an app called iNet Radio, which is also free in your app store or from iNetRadio.com. Podcast is free as well. You can get it, of course, in the iTunes podcast directory and on websites like ComicMix.com and MichaelDavisWorld.com. We're The Point Radio on social media, but more important, we'll be right back here in just a few days. Get the-